Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
You got your Bible there. Let's turn over to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, 1560. All right, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Some interesting things brought out here. I want to start in verse 1 and see where the Lord takes us from there. It says, "But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober." How does he say be sober? "Putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Notice verse 9. "For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, because of this, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you also do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." Drop down to verse 16. He goes on and he says, "Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, and despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good, and abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." The Apostle Paul here starts out talking about the end times. And I want to hit on a few things here early in the chapter, but that's not really where I want to go to in this text. Notice he says here in verse 1, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now, let's clarify what the day of the Lord is. The day of the Lord is the day of his wrath being poured out. It is also referred to as the day of his return. You go back to Joel's prophecy and you can find out that the day of the Lord is very terrible, very great and terrible, and who can abide it? And it talks about the day of his wrath being poured out. Okay? That's what's being referred to here in this text. He goes on down and he says, "And don't be alarmed, because this time of his wrath coming is not going to catch you by surprise. You're going to know about it in advance. You're going to know what's coming. You're not going to know what's headed this way. We're not to be subject to his wrath because we're not children of wrath." But he also says that before it comes, you're going to know it's coming. How are you going to know these things? Well, you're going to know it supernaturally. You're going to know that the return of the Lord is close. You're going to know that his return is upon us. And there is a supernatural revelation that is going to take place within the body of Christ just before the Lord returns. And we're going to have a heads up that the Lord's returning is upon us. It will catch the world as a thief in the night. It'll catch them off guard. But we won't be caught off guard because he magnifies the fact that we're children of the light. We're not children of the dark. We're not in the dark. God never intended for his children to be in the dark of what's going on. Many are, but that's not his intention. And to prevent us from being children of the dark or being ignorant of what's going on in the world and being in tune with what God's intention is for us in the earth and his return and even the day of his wrath that's coming, he says here that we'll know about it. He says here in verse 9, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the word salvation here in the Greek means to rescue or bring safety. To rescue or bring safety. And so he says here, God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain safety or a rescue by our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what he's saying there. If you're being rescued from something, that means there's something that is impending destruction that you're being taken out of before that destruction comes. Can't we agree on that? He's saying here, we've not been appointed to endure the Lord's wrath. Now, I know this may contradict some people's idea of God's wrath being poured out on the earth already, but I'm sorry, but that's not what's happening. There may be judgments taking place, and we don't deny that, but his wrath has not been poured out yet, I assure you. And he says here that we've not been called to that. He goes on down in this same passage. Now, I want you to understand that the idea, the theme of thought here for this whole passage is being aware of the time that you're living in. Having an awareness of the day that you're living in. Having an awareness of the nearness of the Lord's return. Having a consciousness of this. And there is one way that the Lord makes connection or communicates with all of his children that we all have in common. And that's through our spirit. This is the primary way that he contacts us and fellowships with us is through our spirits. By the Holy Spirit who's living in us. He goes down here and he begins to give information in this chapter of how to keep your spirit man in tune with the times that are at hand. The Lord has never intended for any of his kids to be caught with their pants down where anything of Satan's maneuvers are concerned. Never. It has always been his intention, and I know he's used me personally to prophesy to some people that if they would get in tune with their spirit, the Lord was going to tell them and let them know in advance of some of the pitfalls that Satan had laid out for them in front of them, and they could avoid them if they'd just be sensitive to the spirit. So, yeah, the Lord has never left us vulnerable to the works of darkness. As a matter of fact, from his perspective, in Colossians 1, we won't turn there, but he says, we have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. That's his view of us. We're already delivered from it. We're already free from it. We're not subject to it, in other words. You look down through history, God never punished the righteous with the unrighteous with the righteous. I mean, you look at Abraham and his life. I mean, God blessed the man. He went into a foreign land and he lied about his wife because he was afraid they was going to take his wife and kill him to take his wife for the king. The whole nation went impotent. They couldn't produce babies no more. Well, what happened? They were dealing wrongly with a righteous man. And when the king found out, you remember the story, he went to Abraham and he said, why have you dealt with me this way? You've brought a shame upon this whole nation. We can't have any babies. We're barren here because of your dealings. And he said, hey, I told you that wasn't my wife because surely you'd kill me and take her as your own wife. I told you she was my sister. So it wasn't a total lie, but he didn't tell the whole truth either. He told just enough. He let them believe what they wanted to believe. It saved his neck, but at the same time, it brought barrenness to that whole nation. And they're saying, well, what happened here? Well, the king found out. All right? The Lord would not allow the righteous to be mishandled. All right? You fast forward a little bit. Let's go to Joseph or Jacob. He worked for the guy for his wife or for his daughter, one of his daughters, Rebekah. He worked 7 years to gain Rebekah's hand. The guy did wrong by him. He gave him the ugly one, Leah. He got Leah. Okay, but his cattle and his goats and everything, they were multiplying. And the guy who had the daughter saw this, and he said, hey, as long as Jacob stays with me, the blessing that's on him gets to be part of mine. I get to enjoy the blessing too. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 tells us, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a distinct difference between our spirit man, our soul, and our body. And because God brings illumination to us much of the time through our spirit man, it is imperative for you and I to be conscious of the fact that we are spirit people. We have a soul and we live in a body. Many times people have difficulty being led by the Holy Ghost because they are listening to their soul instead of their spirit man. There is an indistinctness in their understanding between the spirit and the soul. This week's message is titled, Learn the Ways of the Spirit. Who's in control? We talk about the distinction between the spirit man being led by God from our spirit or being led by the influence of our mind or our body. Because God is a spirit, he leads us by his spirit in our inner man. Unless you and I can make the distinction between our spirits and our souls, we many times have difficulty determining who it is that's directing us, whether it's God, whether it's just something of our own thinking, or whether it's Satan subtly injecting thoughts to our mind. In this series, we clarify and bring distinction to the spirit man, to the soul man, and the direction that the body endeavors to take in our lives. And so you won't want to miss this series titled, Learning the Ways of the Spirit, Who's in Control? My announcer's coming now. She's going to tell you how you can secure your copy of this week's message in its entirety for your love gift of any amount to this ministry. Please stay tuned for more information.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lonmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lonmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lonmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.